Time for the Rural News with Eric Frickberg in Wellington.
Good morning.
Hi. A new course aimed at retraining New Zealanders for orchard work. We'll have its first graduates today.
That's right, Kim. They've been getting trained on winter pruning of kiwifruit vines. That's a task critical for next year's production. It's normally done by RSE workers, but due to COVID-19, they often can't come. As a result, New Zealand kiwifruit growers launched a training program aimed at absorbing local people. The industry group's chief executive, Nikki Johnson, says about 26 New Zealanders based in Bay of Plenty will graduate from the course today.
This year we had some money made available to us from MPI to undertake what's called a taster course and then an intensive winter pruning course. So we've had four of the one-day taster courses, and most of the people that have gone through those courses have transitioned into our five-day intense course, which is actually underway this week, and the students will graduate. So those workers will have a really good understanding of the work, and they've received initial training, and we're hoping to be able to place those New Zealanders into roles within the industry so that they can start working from next week.
And so how many people are graduating from this course?
Yeah, sitting around about 26 people, I think we should have graduate. So it's a small group, but actually just piloting the project and seeing how it works and learning how we can do it better, we'll probably roll out some more training if we can get enough interest to do that. And we are looking also to perhaps be able to roll it out in Kirikiri and in Gisborne if we can get enough interest from New Zealanders in retraining for the kiwifruit industry.
That's Nikki Johnson speaking to Maya Burry.
Let's take a look, Eric, at the wine market. US wine sales have been hit very hard.
They have. The COVID-19 created big disruption there, especially in the restaurant business. Now, the United States is New Zealand's largest wine export market, but there have been lower total sales there for US wineries. That's according to a new report from Rabobank. Now, a senior wine analyst for the bank, Hayden Higgins, says the big issue is the lack of custom at these restaurants and hotels where people pay top dollar for a premium bottle of wine. Now, Mr. Higgins says this will make it challenging for New Zealand exporters who are focused on the food service market.
If anyone sort of has a sales channel or focused on selling to that on-premise market, obviously that's going to have been really challenging for them in the last few months. But traditionally, you'll find a lot of our exporters, particularly our larger ones, will have a higher proportion going into retail, where they're likely to have seen some uptick in volumes, either into the big box retailers or into some of the smaller chains. We have a view that it's going to take a long time, barring a vaccine, for that US on-premise channel to come back to normalised sales, which could be through to 2022.
Now, Hayden Higgins says given this disruption, wine producers selling to the US, including those from New Zealand, will need to find new ways to engage customers. He adds total sales for the US food service and drinking establishments for the first 4 months of 2020 were down an estimated $68 billion US dollars. That's 22%.
Now, an award-winning dairy farmer has unreservedly apologised for, I have to say, shocking comments he made on Twitter.
Yeah, they were fairly extreme and they can't be repeated on radio, Kim. But there were complaints from the animal rights group SAFE that tweets made by the 2020 Share Farmer of the Year, Nick Bertram, were disrespectful towards animals. Now, the New Zealand Dairy Awards industry, which gave Mr. Bertram the award on Saturday, said it was later made aware of the comments and is investigating the situation. Now, in a later statement, Mr. Bertram said he was very embarrassed and would like to sincerely apologise for the tweets. They did include bad language and very questionable farming techniques. And he said people can come to his farm, that's in the Manawatū, to see that nowadays he does really respect animals.
Cheers, Eric.